You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
As Mental Health Awareness Week takes place from the 12th till the 18th of May, we are focusing on the importance of community in supporting individual well-being. And joining us today to talk about the impact having a community has had on her well-being and her support network is Dawn Hopper, who is RNIB Northern Ireland volunteer and also a service user. Well, Dawn, it is so nice speaking with you today.
Lovely to speak with you too, Paulina. Thank you.
Well, tell me a little bit about how you first connected with the Facebook groups, because that's one thing that RNIB does really well. There's lots of different community groups all across the UK that we can connect in. We can find people in the general area and just connect with someone who really understands what it is like going through sight loss.
Absolutely, yes. My sight loss journey, I was always partially sighted, but in 2020 during COVID, I had another surgery for detached retina, and that really changed my life. And at that point in time, I didn't know it, but it would lead to me becoming registered blind and not being able to drive, and subsequently having to leave my job as a chartered accountant. When you get a diagnosis of sight loss, it initially makes your world very small. It brings you down to earth like a big jump or something. And for me, you focus on the practical side of it first. You know, how am I going to be able to see, getting around the house, you know, maybe learning a white cane. But it becomes very, your life becomes very, very small. And at that point in time, obviously with COVID, so did everyone else's. And I suppose we all found the benefit of online. And it would have been then that I came across the Northern Ireland Connect Facebook page. And I joined the page, and my first impressions was like, wow, wait a minute. You know, I expected this page to be full of, you know, sort of people with their sight loss and really sad stories. And it was quite the opposite. I got such a surprise because there was events put up. There was groups put up. There was topics for discussion. And Paulina, some of these events were just mind blowing. You know, it could be skydiving. It could be tennis. It could be visually impaired golf. It could be going to see, you know, something in the National Trust, or it just blew my mind, to be honest with you. How do blind people do all this? How are they doing this? So that was my introduction to certainly our Facebook Connect page.
So I guess after this shock to the system, what was the first event or maybe organized event that you dipped your toes into, or did you just throw yourself in and go straight for skydiving?
So I suppose, like a lot of people who have a sort of a psych diagnosis, you know, brought into their lives, getting transport is a real problem. You know, it's great having all these events of you know, like zip lining and archery and everything, but I had no way to get to it. I live in a remote part of Northern Ireland, and I had no way to go. And one day I was on the phone to one of the Social Connect staff members in RNIB, Una Mulgrew, and she told me about a walking group. And I simply said to her, I was still learning my cane. I hadn't really gone out of the house, and B, I had nowhere to get there. And she simply mentioned, well, you can use community transport. And instantly that was the key to help me access these events. You know, but sight loss, I suppose the practical side of it, everybody has an understanding of, or everybody can perhaps sympathize with. But the mental health side of it is something that really just for me is something that, you know, I continue to struggle with daily. When you can't see, you have to work out how to get to places. You know, what's it going to be like? Is it going to be dark? Is it going to be stairs? Am I going to be able to find my way there? Am I going to be able to find my way back? Am I going to be safe? You know, there's so much of the sort of the emotional impact of sight loss, really. So for me, it was very slow and steady. And that's where the benefit then off likes the Facebook groups or the Connect groups have in terms of the peer-to-peer support, because that is massive, both practically, but more so on the mental health aspect of sight loss, you know. So, for example, there was a lady who was doing visually knitting, and they were saying, you know, come on to our knitting class. And I was like, how am I meant to knit? I have a little bit of useful sight in my right eye. And she responded to me, well, Dawn, I'm totally blind. So if I can do it, you can do it. And that kind of support is just invaluable, because it gives you the encouragement and it makes you think, do you know what? I can do things. I have to do them a wee bit differently. I need some help. But so it was slow and steady at the start, Paulina. But once you get to meet people, even once or twice, that sense of community really comes up. And the support that you get from the Community Connect team, the support that they give you one-on-one to introduce you to these different groups is just so invaluable.
And I can imagine the benefit of being able to just, you know, use your phone or whatever device you use and just ask a question if there's something you're struggling with and hopefully get a reply fairly quickly.
Yeah. And, you know, there's, I chair a group, a newly set up group of visually impaired campaigners called Belfast Sea Change. And one of our sort of four key areas is mental health, because when I went through sort of a mental health crisis myself, there's very little support there. Now, you know, there are, RNIB have a fantastic counselling service, but Paulina, the wait for it's over 5 or 6 months, and it's so long, and you can go to your GP, but again, the wait is so long. And for sight loss, we need more support. It's just, that's too long to wait. So I kind of had spoken to those I knew in RNIB, and I was sort of saying, you know, what can we do about this? And there was a course that was running in England through RNIB called Emotional Health and Wellbeing. And I spoke to Richard Craig from RNIB and said, you know, can we bring this course to Northern Ireland? So that was one of the things that we brought under the umbrella of RNIB, this 4-weekly telephone course that talked to people about mental health, about what worries they have with sight loss, what challenges there are, and also a bit of inspiration for them. And we had 7 or 8 people attend in that course, and the feedback was unbelievable. It was just so, and again, it comes back to the sense of community, this sense of peer to peer, you're not on your own, you're not alone. There is help there. So we're trying to raise awareness, particularly within the Sea Change group, that more needs to be done for mental health. And I suppose this is why I was just really privileged to talk to yourself on the radio for Mental Health Awareness Week, because it's just an area that I feel the government and charities kind of shy away from, you know, because it's like opening a can of worms, really. But to my mind, for us to be functioning citizens in the world, you know, just because we're visually impaired doesn't mean that we can't contribute. And, you know, in order to be able to contribute, we need help and we need support.
Dawn, you mentioned there that you went through a really tough time with your mental health. What was something at the time that really helped you get through it?
I think for me, it was a combination of working with my GP and also talking with family and peers. And, you know, anybody that knows me knows I'm very outgoing, I'm very determined, I'm very positive, and I try not to let my sight loss beat me from a practical perspective. But when it comes to the mental health side of it, it's even bigger than one person, you know. And 43% people who are visually impaired suffer from mental ill health, be it anxiety or depression. And when I heard that statistic, I was like, this is like basically 1 in 2. And, you know, if I was to say to anyone listening to your show right now, give me your car keys, you're never going to drive again. You know, the fear that would come in them. What do you mean? Like, you know, and then if I was to dump on top of them your sight loss, you may lose your vision as well. The sheer scale of the impact of that on anyone, you know, I think anyone can sympathize with. So for me, it was talking to my GP, getting the right medication. And that's not an overnight fix. You know, you have to maybe try different types. You have to give it time to work. But sort of medication alone won't work. It just won't work. You need to be doing other things such as talking to your peers, you know, talking to your family and friends, and just opening up a wee bit by saying, look, guys, I'm struggling today. You know, I'm having a really down day. And I also really enjoy tapping emotional freedom therapy. It's where you sort of tap on points in your head with your fingers, and, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy. That's really, really helpful. Just a wee bit of mindfulness, you know, and sort of gratitude. And, you know, there's lots of different tools out there that people can use to sort of help them. One will fit one person, it may not fit the other. You know, somebody might like aromatherapy, somebody else might like acupuncture. But it's, I suppose, what helped me, still helps me keep sort of up, if you like, is just finding the support that helps you, find the thing that helps you, and be open to everything. You know, give it a try. If it's not for you, it's not for you. Try something else. Don't just give up. You know, always just keep trying. You know, there's lots of different weird and wonderful things out there. But for me, I'd be very open-minded, but it does take time to find what's the right fit.
Well, Dawn, it's been lovely speaking with you today, and thank you so much for talking so openly about mental health, well-being, and the importance of community today.
No problem. Thanks so much. And if anyone's listening, please join our Northern Ireland Connect team, or I'm sure there's other RNIB Facebook groups there. Just reach out to somebody. Reach out to the RNIB helpline. The number is 0303-123-9999. Just reach out to one person, and honestly, I promise you won't regret it.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.